The Capsule Demon Murders by Douglas Shannon Bungard. Directed by Andy Felt. Audio direction by Nathan Bradley.
Jean's restroom, 2:51 a.m. Your average suburban apartment restroom. If you couldn't tell he lived with his mom just by looking at him, the tacky wallpaper and live, laugh, love decorations would surely give it away.
Come on, Jean. You've got this. You're the man. Just one live stream and you'll be set for life. Do you hear me? For life.
Jean, honey, everything all right at the house?
Yeah, Mom. Everything's fine.
All right. Just make sure you don't forget to feed.
I fed the gerbils.
Did you?
Yes, I tucked them in and gave them goodnight kisses.
Well, thank you, sweetie. I knew I could count on my little boy.
Mom, I'm an adult. I'm not your little boy.
Oh, right. Sorry, force of habit. Let me try again. I knew I could count on my little man. I'll be back tomorrow morning. This should be my last night shift for a while.
Sounds good. Love you. Bye.
Oh, wait. When's your next streamy thingy gonna be? You said there's gonna be a big one soon, and your mama wants to see.
It's, in a couple minutes. Right after this call, actually.
Yay! I just went on break, so that works perfectly. I'll be there in the chat room.
Awesome.
I'll leave you to it, then. Just make sure you keep the volume down. You know how fussy the gerbils get when they don't get their beauty sleep.
I know.
Love you, sweetie.
Love you. Bye. All right, let's get this over with.
Yo, what is up, Gene Machine Nation? It's your boy, Gene Jr., aka the Genequel, coming at you with a very special live stream. I'm gonna wait here and read chat for just a couple minutes. Hopefully not for too long, since I did announce this one ahead of time. No, guys, I'm not doing a hot tub stream. Gerbil Cam, when? I've still got some bugs to work out with the new camera, but if all goes well, the Gerbil Cam should be back by Friday. Yes, I saw your message. Hi, Mom. Guys, don't flirt with my mom in chat. Thank you for the $10 donation from Gene's future stepdad, 48. All right, we're just gonna go ahead and get started. So as you all know, I've been following the Capsule Demon 50th anniversary release on this channel for quite a while now. And Capsule Demon Co. has been keeping most things about this upcoming pack very secret. However, some worker must not have gotten the memo for the release date, because your boy got an extra special booster pack with my subscription this month. Behold, the Capsule Demon Anniversary Booster Pack. Fake? No, guys, they aren't fake. Here, I still got the packaging. See that? Capsule Demon Co. Copyright 2056. It's even got the official seal. So I figured, what better way to celebrate than with a little throwback, huh? I've done a little bit of research, and back when this set first came out, almost every playground had their own spin on the Capsule Demon Curse. But over time, this has become the most popular theory. Capsule Demon trading cards may seem like a harmless game, but these cards hold a dark secret. Once the seal is broken, their demonic powers will be unleashed upon the world. Capsule Demon Co. has worked around the clock to cover up this secret, but we all know the truth. Whatever the hell that means. Anyway, the story goes that once the clock strikes 3 a.m., you need to arrange your cards of choice in front of a mirror and say, "Free them," three times. And we should be just about... Oh shit, it's already three. The instructions didn't say anything about arranging them, so hopefully this works. Here goes nothing. Free them. Free them. Free them! Well, that was a bit anticlimactic. But there you have it. The first ever anniversary cards have been cursed. I wonder if they'll sell for more now. Okay guys, I'd love to go through each of these cards in detail on stream, but I'm just as tired as most of you probably are. Don't worry though, I've got a video coming out tomorrow going over just that, so stay tuned. And as always, be sure to like and subscribe to become part of the Gene Machine Nation, and I will catch you all... What the fuck?
Inside the new Colorado Mall's entrance. 5:02 a.m. The sun's just barely begun to come out, but after news of last night's incident leaked, civilians and news reporters alike have flooded the perimeter of the mall to try and see some of the action. Investigator Monty Warbler meanders around, waiting on his investigative partner, Leon Adler, and trying to keep himself awake.
Good morning, Sunshine.
Morning, Monty. Someone's awful chipper for 5 in the morning.
I just haven't slept yet. I was still at the bar when I got the call. Though I could ask you the same thing. In all my godforsaken years at Cedar, you've never rolled into a crime scene any less than half an hour early.
I could have kept my streak going if I knew ahead of time that everyone and their mother would also be driving out to the crime scene. With all the traffic and people crowded outside, you'd think the president was shot.
Unfortunately for us, we got a much bigger pain in the ass on our hands. A crime threatening a megacorporation.
So it seems.
You did some digging on the case, too, huh?
I did as much as I could on short notice. It seems like they're still trying to keep public knowledge to a minimum, despite that picture getting posted.
Figures. They've always been hard asses about that kind of shit.
Yes, but we've never been this uninformed before getting to a crime scene. It's strange, but I guess that's what happens when Capsule Demon Corp gets involved. Enough about that, though. What did you find out about the case?
A whole lot of theories and not a lot of answers.
Your conspiracy theory form deep dives have helped us before, though. What are the people saying?
Well, after coming through the usual celebrity conspiracy and cultist bullshit, there's a couple of theories that caught my eye. First and most obvious is that the message with the photo of the victim saying 010203 sealed implies that there will be more cards and more victims.
The numbers correspond to the ID of the demons on the cards, correct?
Right. 3 bodies, 3 cards. 50 demons in the latest set.
Oh, they're new cards?
Yeah, they got an anniversary thing that came out the day all this shit happened. I know their marketing team's gotta be pissed.
Any leads on how the cards connect to the victims? I tried researching these capsule demons, but there were too many different sub-series, and I couldn't really make out what was relevant on a time crunch.
They got all kinds of shit nowadays. I got you covered, though. I've been relearning how to play the card game, so I'm all caught up on capsule demon knowledge. As far as real leads go, though, the only connection is that the cards are next to the victims.
Wait, do you play this game?
What, can a guy have a couple hobbies?
Your hobbies are usually something like niche welding techniques I've never heard of, not the big new game kids are talking about.
All right, fair enough. I played back when I was a kid, and for the 50th anniversary, they just released new packs of cards with the first 100 demons I grew up with. So I was already catching up with the series for this year. I was hoping to hit up some tournaments later today for my birthday, but I guess I'm shit out of luck.
I'm sure that knowledge will come in handy.
Yeah, but for now, we got no leads till Amelia shows up. Speaking of which, did you pick up your new gun from her yet?
No. Why?
Oh, you're not gonna believe this shit. Down, Leon! What the fuck? Get off me!
You pointed a gun at me. What did you expect?
Ahem.
Mind explaining to me what just happened, Amelia?
Monty was being a dipshit again. Let me see your gun.
Good morning to you, too.
I was planning on giving you the rundown later today since you got called over to Glendale during the class last night, but obviously plans have changed. My summary will have to do for now. This is Colorado Experimental Technology Agency's latest invention, the CETA pistol.
Real clever name, huh?
Long story short, it's a pistol with a fancy scope. It can let you see night vision, X-ray, and plenty other fancy modes. Its most noteworthy feature is the identification scanner.
That's never a good sign.
Don't worry, it gets worse. This pistol will scan its user and target's face and instantly check the target's criminal record. For your more minor criminals, it'll glow yellow and activate non-lethal tasing bullets. For major offenders, standard ammunition will engage. And for anyone else, our public safety team recommends you just figure something out.
What happens if someone commits their first crime, or the scanner gets a blurry view of someone? My gun's gonna stay locked?
Unfortunately, yes. The only security I can offer is that they connect to your earpieces so nobody else is going to hear what it says. You can also switch from lethal to tasing bullets, but I know that's not going to help much as far as your safety goes.
There's no way that thing's going to be safe. Can I just have my normal gun back? Cops still get them while on duty, and they've killed plenty more civilians than CETA ever has.
If I was allowed to, I would have given it back already. I expressed the same safety concerns. Unfortunately, all CETA personnel are being required to switch to the new guns. Higher-ups are convinced that this is a safer alternative.
Of course they are. It's not like any of them have gotten off their asses and actually done detective work before.
Your words, not mine. Now that Leon's all set up, let me take you guys in to see the scene.
The new Colorado Mall's interior. 5:09 a.m. The usually bustling mall is now eerily quiet. A crime scene investigator is taking samples from the three bodies in the center of the scene.
Jesus.
What happened?
The cameras for this area were down for an undetermined amount of time.
Undetermined?
That's Mall Cop 4. We never got around to fixing it. Therefore, all of what I'm about to tell you comes from a witness testimony from Elliot Finch, one of the guards who was working at the time. Two security guards were finishing up their shift for the night. One guard was just about to head up the elevator to hang up the other guard's keys.
I've got a meeting at 8 in the morning tomorrow. I'm pulling the seniority card tonight.
When all of a sudden, 12 figures wearing black robes silently entered.
Well, I'll be damned. The co-conspiracy guys may have been onto something for once.
Any other identifying features?
Each of them supposedly had an eye symbol on their face mask.
Get down. Who are those people? The hell's going on?
Shortly after, three cards fell from the ceiling in the center of the cultist.
Pimebro, Ferneco, and Oktera.
How did the figures react?
As Elliot put it, robotically. They followed the cards with their heads as they fell and didn't say a word.
They move in sync like a bunch of robots. They haven't said a word.
Odd.
A couple minutes, three bodies fell through the glass ceiling. Gabriel Harth, the younger guard, accidentally caught the attention of the figures.
Were those bodies? Shit!
And they all just stared at the two.
Just what the hell did we get ourselves into this time?
Shortly after that, a small beeping box with a flash grenade dropped.
Get down!
Fortunately, everyone survived. But by the time the guards had gotten their bearings, most of the figures had escaped. Elliot tried to pursue them, but stepped on some of the glass that fell.
Gah!
And he watched them leave through that door.
Did the cameras catch the plates?
The outdoor cameras didn't catch anything. They were still rebooting from the outage.
Surely they found something to go off of.
That's the thing. The forensics unit has been here for at least an hour collecting samples. Yet we can't find a single trace of these figures.
Did you drug test these guards? Maybe they were given something psychoactive.
Elliot tested negative for everything.
How about Gabriel?
Missing since the incident took place. Elliot told them to call for backup and went to go look for himself to see if he could find a trace of these supposed figures. But when he returned, Gabriel was running away. And they haven't been seen since. And that's, supposedly, what took place here last night.
Who took the picture, then?
Unknown. All we know is that the picture was taken sometime between when these figures supposedly left and when authorities arrived.
Odd. Any sign of activity on the roof?
No fingerprints or footprints there, either.
Well, first, let's see what we can learn about these victims, then. Monty?
Yeah?
While I talk with our crime scene investigator, can you see what you can find out about cult activities in the area?
You got it.
Ready when you are, sir.
Any fingerprints on the card?
No, and it'd be easy to tell if there was, with how dusty it got up there.
Do we know the identities of the victims?
We're about to head to the lab for a DNA test to confirm, but our facial recognition systems determined them to be Avery, Robin, and Riley Stevenson. Kid, parent, and grandparent of a small tea and coffee shop.
I can confirm the identity of Robin. I went there a couple months ago, and I can remember they took my order.
Thank you. We'll have someone reach out to the family ASAP, then.
No problem. Now then, are there any pre-existing medical conditions in the family?
They had heart problems in the family, but there doesn't seem to be anything indicating heart complications at the time of death.
Okay. And what is the estimated time of death?
Unclear.
Any signs of being frozen?
No, we're actually observing the opposite problem. These bodies are decomposing far more rapidly than the typical corpse.
Hmm. Do we know the cause of death?
Not until we run some tests. There are no signs of trauma around the head. There are stitches on each of the torsos, but it's currently unclear if this was the cause of death.
Have we reached out to any hospitals yet?
Not yet, but someone at CETA HQ is currently trying to sort that out.
I might be able to do you one better.
Leon?
Relax. It's not a normal pistol. It's got an X-ray mode on the scanner.
Oh, okay.
What the fuck?
Well, share with the class.
The torsos. They've been stuffed full of soil.
What? Well, fuck. I guess there's our Earth connection.
Please excuse me, I have some calls to make now.
Go ahead.
Well, we've got clues and connections, but no real leads. And this doesn't seem like a one-and-done case.
I agree. Any luck on your end, Monty? Monty!
Now hold on, let me check some of these cards real quick. Bingo.
What did you find?
Remember that kid I mentioned earlier that did that weird-ass live stream?
Yeah. What about him?
I remembered seeing Pinebro on top of his deck of cards earlier in the video. Check the serial number on the bottom, and they match.
Sounds like we've got our lead.
Who's the streamer?
He goes by Gene Machine online.
Did he say anything noteworthy during the stream?
No, but the stream ended when his power cut out and he screamed.
Has he been active online since?
Not a damn word from him.
Does he seem like the type who'd be behind this?
He seems like the type who got his lunch money stolen in grade school, but you never know.
At the very least, it's safe to say he's involved somehow. What about the cult stuff?
I found something that matches the description. A group called the Cult of the All-Seeing Eye was supposedly ran in the area for a while, and the symbol matches Elliot's description. I found people talking about hazing, sacrifices, medical malpractice, the usual cult shit.
So we are dealing with an actual cult?
Hard to say for sure. The last time they were mentioned online was about 20 years ago. Who knows if they're still around?
Hey, I found Gene.
Damn, already?
He's at the Brighton Tournament Hall. They're hosting a capsule demon tournament that starts in a few hours.
How did you find him?
He might have been radio silent, but he never turned his location off.
That dumbass.
I'll message the cybersecurity division and get them to disable his location. The less people who know where he is after making the same connection, the better.
Good call.
The tournament hall is a little under an hour away. After you go check in at HQ and get your bearings, I want you boys to go undercover and try to bring him here without causing a scene. I'll make sure you have backup in town if you need it.
On it.
Aye aye, Captain.
Just please make sure you don't blow your cover. I'm sure I don't need to explain just how much political power a company this big has. We're playing by their rules, and that means keeping this case as discreet as humanly possible.
We won't let you down.
Yeah, I'll try my best.
Unless you want to get demoted and transferred out to law enforcement to placate the crowd outside, you better do a whole lot more than trying, Monty.
Yes, ma'am.
Leon's car. 11:46 a.m. The inside of his car is just as neat and formal as he is. It makes Monty's indiscreet undercover getup look even more ridiculous than usual.
So this game is essentially like a more complex rock, paper, scissors?
Well, yeah, but there's more going on than just that. Sure, you got your vulnerabilities and invulnerabilities with the elements, but there's also HP and moves to worry about. Plus, your harder-to-find cards are usually going to have some sort of passive ability.
Like a video game?
Yes, but not exactly like the Capsule Demon video games. Unless you're talking about the Capsule Demon card game video game.
Right.
You start out with a deck of 50 cards. You pull 5 to your hand, and then
hold that thought. Amelia's calling. Leon Adler speaking. You're on speaker, and Monty Warbler can hear.
Hit us.
We now have DNA confirmation that Avery, Robin, and Riley were the 3 victims. The shop was closed, but Asher Stevenson welcomed our staff in to examine the place.
Did they confirm that Asher was a legitimate identity?
Yes. The 3 victims lived upstairs of the business, but Asher was the family member they were all closest with. We talked for a while, and they were more than willing to hand over the computer with the security footage.
Had they watched the footage before?
No. Asher was never told the password, and the police said there was nothing they could do.
With how often they say that shit, they ought to make it their slogan.
I had someone from our cryptanalyst division take a look at it, but even they weren't able to break into it.
What kind of security did this coffee shop have?
Unless the victims had something to hide, there's a good chance the security system was tampered with by someone involved with the crime. Did they check for fingerprints on the keyboard?
They did, but they only found Robin's fingerprints.
Huh.
I have to go. I've got company. I'll send you the video in a minute.
Got it. Thank you.
All right, I gotta know. What's on your mind about all this shit?
It's hard to say, but I've got a couple hunches.
About which part? There's a shit ton of moving pieces already.
I'm interested to see what we find out about this streamer. Sure, the kid seems passive enough online, but we've had our fair share of people acting innocent in the past.
That's true. I never expected that dude at the bakery to be the head honcho of that drug ring last summer.
Plus, the stream's abrupt end makes for an awfully convenient excuse to a lot of our suspicions about these cards.
If that's the case, the kid should have went into acting instead of into crime. I'd be surprised if he hadn't shit himself with the way he screamed.
What about you? What do you make of all this?
I think that Cult of the Seeing Eye, or whatever it was called, is gonna be a lot more involved than we'd like.
You said they hadn't been around for over 20 years, though. You think they're making a comeback?
It could be a comeback. Could be they got a lot better at hiding in the last 20 years. All I know is that this is exactly the kind of sketchy shit they warn you about to keep people from fucking with cults.
I suppose. A threat from a group like that could also explain the vanished into thin air excuse we got from Elliot.
Son of a bitch.
What happened?
Amelia just set a post on the account that posted the picture. They just uploaded the security footage.
Play it.
All right, the three of them just walk into the shop. Looks like it's after hours. Robin's bringing them a pitcher or something. Looks like iced tea, maybe? Okay, they're just drinking iced tea before bed. God.
Huh?
Oh, this sick fuck's putting on a show. Those cards just fell from the ceiling again. Timed it out so they collapsed and the cards fell on them.
They could have been poisoned.
I guess, but I've never seen poison work that quick.
I know it can if you use enough. If they used a plant, it'd blend right into the tea.
Huh? No shit.
Is there more?
Oh, right before the video ends, someone walks in wearing a mask with that eye symbol on it.
Can you make out anything about them?
Just that they're on the shorter side.
From what Amelia sent us, it sounds like Gabriel's on the shorter side. Unfortunately, height alone doesn't narrow it down too much.
It doesn't, but I like the way you're thinking. I don't know much about this Gabriel kid, but I already don't trust them.
I agree. I know a fear instinct when I hear one, and that didn't sound like they were acting from fear. Gene seemed like he was shorter as well, though.
Well, I guess we're back to square one again. What now?
We focus on what we know for certain. Let's get this Gene guy ASAP.
The Capsule Demon Murders was produced by the Theater at Marietta College. Dialogue recording and editing by Sophie A. Wheeler. Underscore design by Dallas Lacey. Atmospheric design by River Perry. Sound effect design by Brendan Thompson. A full list of cast and crew is available in the description below. The rights to the stage play version of the Capsule Demon Murders can be found through a link in the description.